Now serving butter and bacon. The good stuff.
So when you guys are down at Walt Disney World, have you ever been bitten by a bug, stung by a bee, anything?
Yes. Mosquito.
I didn't realize. I've never had a problem with bugs down there. I always just assumed there was like some sort of pixie dust that kept the bugs.
What are you, Larry King?
Well, better than Larry Legend.
Nice. Yeah, Larry King tweeted out he's never been bitten by a mosquito in his life.
Oh, well, that must be good.
To draw bugs.
Maybe he's out of...
Is that the door?
Oh. Hello, it is.
Hi. Hey,
welcome to Butter and Bacon.
Locking it.
Yeah, well, you know, we give our listeners the key to finding the good stuff. I'm Paulie. Over there is Dean and Mike. Welcome.
How you doing?
Hello. How you doing?
Apparently, if we want to be like Walt Disney World, we'll also give our listeners some bug repellent.
Yes, we are 100% DEET.
I'm just waiting for the folks who only want to use organic or only want to use all natural remedies to start complaining that Disney's doing this.
Well, you know, they're free to bring. You are free to bring any amount of insect repellent you want, and if you feel that lathering on sheep bladder is going to work for you, then go right ahead.
You know, the other thing you could do while you're at Walt Disney World, if you don't like what they're providing, you could buy your own bug repellent,
or
maybe you want to spend your dollars on something else.
Yes. I usually do like to spend my dollars on something else.
Me too.
With that in mind, no way, Mike. You spend dollars down there?
Can you imagine that?
So, with that in mind, I thought it might be a fun topic to say, not every souvenir and not the stuff we come across that's exciting, but what is our sort of go-to souvenir? Is there something that every trip or at least once a year, however frequently you're down there, there's just something you have to buy?
Yes. Mike, what do you buy? What do you buy?
I think given the brevity of the topic, let's just start with Mike and see where this goes.
Mike has been foaming since we first started talking about this.
I have my stress ball in my hand. I'm squeezing. So I think for me, this would be easier to say, what don't you buy as a must buy at Walt Disney World. But I will tell you, the absolute must buy, the must purchase for me are pins. Mm. A pin for the resort we're in. Mm-hmm. A pin for the holiday, a pin for new attractions, a pin for everything. Pins are have been and always will be my number one go-to. If we ride it, we get a pin. If we stay there, we get a pin. If it's a party, we get a pin.
You're like whatever Oprah Winfrey. You get a pin, and you get a pin, and you get a pin.
True, yes, you get a pin. Look under your seats. There's a pin holder. No. So that's what the must is for me, is it has to be a pin. And we use those, and we have over 2,000, and that's the must get. In fact, yeah, that's the number one thing over everything else, is it has to be pins.
Now, this is a slightly off topic, but it goes into the pin topic a little bit. So, Mike, have you ever traded pins with Scoop Sanderson?
Yeah.
To be honest, I really don't trade pins. I mean, it has to be something that I see that I go, whoa, that's something I can't find. It has to be something really that catches my eye a lot for me to trade. Because I would rather just buy my own, buy the ones that I like, and keep those.
That's my methodology too, Mike. I've traded exactly two pins, and one of them was a Roger Rabbit. Again, the cast member was wearing it when I was buying another pin. So I literally went and I bought something I did not like so that I could trade it
exactly.
with the cast member.
And Paul, you know why I'm bringing up the Scoop Sanderson
yes,
topic? Yeah, that's unfortunate. I don't know, Mike, if you heard the... I'm a big fan of the Streetmosphere and particularly the characters on Main Street.
Yes, me too.
I don't know that everybody knows all of them by name, no. But I think they like having whoever is there. And it recently got announced Scoop's contract has been expired and will not be renewed. So he was big on the pin trading, which is why I asked you. So he's one that we probably won't be seeing back on Main Street, at least not as a regular character from what I hear.
Bummer.
Yeah, that is not the good stuff.
No, not the good stuff. But Paulie,
yes.
What's your first go-to souvenir as your good stuff?
Well, me personally, I echo Mike.
Beer.
It's a, It's a good segue. No, that's not a keepsake. That doesn't live long enough.
Well, you take it with you for a while.
Probably about an hour or so.
Yes.
Yeah. Please deposit. Anyway, but really, I mean, for me, I do enjoy getting a pin for the resort that we stay at, particularly if we haven't stayed there before. I'll get like some ride. But really, for us, for our family, because we have the pool in the backyard, we live so close to the beach, we like getting towels. We love getting the new designs for the towels. We've gotten them from Typhoon Lagoon or Blizzard Beach. We'll get a towel from the resort that we stay at, particularly if they have the nice pools. And then I really like the towel. The towels are really plush and glorious on the Disney Cruise Line. So we really enjoy getting towels from that. So I think we have a towel for each of us. So that's six for the last two cruises that we've taken. But really, pool towels, beach towels, that's what our number one keepsake souvenir is.
Very nice. So for me, I like the t-shirts. So I'm a big t-shirt. Mm. I don't say I'm a t-shirt collector, but I like some of the more unique shirts that they'll put out there. And so it's more of a shopping spree than really a collectible or whatever, but it is my must. If you'll let me get away with that being a souvenir, if that fits the category, it's my must buy. You know, I like to get ride specific shirts if they're available. I like to get sort of themed shirts if that's possible. You know, I'm a big fan of my Real Men Wear Mickey Ears shirt. Get a lot of compliments and comments on that one, as particularly wearing it around Connecticut.
Now, interestingly, do you also, you know, kind of round out the group of three here in getting shirts that commemorate something that happened on that trip? You know, if you've been down for the fourth, will you get some patriotic shirt so that that's what you remember from that trip?
We will, and we've tried to do sort of the family shirts as well.
Right.
We don't really like go into the trip saying, you know, here's what we made at home or bought on, I don't know, your favorite shirt design website, and like go down. We did that once actually.
When like possibly Zazzle. More on that later.
Like a Zazzle.
More on that later.
we did a kickoff to kindergarten, you know, going into last year. So we all had shirts for that. But most of the time, it's more of we find a shirt that we like or that all three of us like, and then we'll see if we can get it in each of our sizes. Mm. We did that actually a couple years ago with – they had Tour de France t-shirts at the French Pavilion when we were down there during the Tour de France.
Oh, that's fun.
So we all have our yellow shirts, and we actually still wear those every year when we're watching the tour at home.
Now, actually, I do have a question. Has your buying habits changed due to the Disney Park shopping app?
No, I've literally bought zero things off that app.
Yeah, I haven't either. Well, and I don't go to the parks anymore. I still think, you know, it's something that we seem to reserve that special time. Usually it's our last full day at the resort that we will do some shopping. You know, we'll go over to Disney Springs. You know, when I was there, it was Downtown Disney. And we will really spend a lot of time browsing. We'll spend the beginning or the bulk part of the vacation thinking about what we would want to have. When you're talking about the attraction specific merchandise, for example, a Haunted Mansion shirt, I know that my wife bought one of her cousins the Tower of Terror shirt, the black one that it glowed at one point. It was purple and had glow in the dark paint on it. You kind of got to get those when you see them, because those will not necessarily be at Disney Springs.
No, absolutely.
So, you know, some of the attraction stuff is really neat. You got to jump out when you see it. But we would actually dedicate part of our trip to getting that keepsake and really spend our time enjoying the browsing experience. Do you do the same thing?
We do. And, you know, you talk about the ride-specific attractions. My son rode
ride-specific Tower of Terror attractions?
Ride-specific t-shirt, sorry. My son rode Tower of Terror for the first time this past trip. We bought him the shirt. You know, he rode Mission Space for the first time. He wanted the shirt. We got the shirt. You know, we do sometimes commemorate just that kind of experience. But we're a lot like what you're describing. You know, it's almost like if I'm not there, the merch draw isn't as strong. And I don't want to make it sound like I'm an impulse shopper. That's probably too radical the way to phrase it.
No, but you're in the moment.
Yeah, when I'm in the moment, when I'm on my vacation, well, I'll use the word term loosely, budget. You know, when we want it, we buy it. When I'm sitting at home and I see a shirt for $34.95, it's probably not going to end up in my shopping cart.
Yeah, particularly with t-shirts, you know, I know when you're home, you can be a little bit more critical. Oh, this is a beefy tee. This is something that literally cost them $3 to make. Why am I spending $30 on it? But when you've just gotten off Splash Mountain, it makes it really easy to buy a t-shirt because you're soaked.
Yeah, no doubt. And ironically, I'm recording in my Halifax shirt from our Disney cruise in 2012.
Oh, very nice.
So another thing that I get suckered into buying on every trip, and I will say this is probably every trip. You know how you're shopping, and it's like, if you know, for $15.95, if you spent $40 or more,
yes,
we'll give you the luggage.
Yes.
Or, you know, $8.95, if you spent $25 or more, we'll give you these pins. Yeah, I buy that every time.
We have so many blankets.
Yeah, the blankets, the luggage fees. Every time.
Yes, it is. With $49.95 purchase, and you're looking around and everything is $39.95. So it's like, all right, I have to buy two things in order to get the, you know, the satisfy the minimum amount. And then typically somebody will walk over and say, oh, look, a Swarovski crystal. No. You know, we're not doing that. But yeah, it's same. Any of those kind of merchandise draws, you know, we use a lot of bags just in the house, just in our life, general life. So the bags come in handy. The blankets come in handy. It becomes an issue of storage because now we're trying to compete with dozens of pool towels and dozens of blankets. But, you know, it's a good problem to have. And each one of those really reminds us of that specific trip, which is always fun. And I think that's the whole point. Please let us know the types of things that you like to buy to remember your trips. Please let us know on Twitter at Butter and Bacon, or email us at Butter and Bacon Podcast, or on Instagram at Butter and Bacon Podcast.
I think you need a British phone booth to keep all your pool towels in.
Ah, yes. Bigger on the inside than on the outside? Can we call someone and get a passerby in the British phone booth?
You know, I feel like that's been done.
All right, so we'll move on. And moving on.
I do keep my pool towels in our phone booth,
though. Yes, you do.
Which was not a souvenir from Walt Disney World.
That would have been something completely different. Yes. That would have been a horse of a different color.
So, you know, when I'm doing the shopping, I'm doing this, doing that, you know, are you one to sort of hold off, aggregate all that shopping, and then ship stuff home?
No.
Or are you more likely to take it with you?
No, far more likely to take it with me. I think we have shipped a grand total of one thing home, and that was when we bought a Christmas ornament. And we had it, we had the year and our names painted on it. We did not want to bring that on the plane. So when Disney, and I think we even got the insurance so that if it had been broken, we would be able to fix it. Again, this was my daughter's first Disney trip. So we really wanted to have that on the tree. So while we did go down for Halloween, it's really neat to be able to go to that Christmas shop at Disney Springs and get an ornament, you know, if you do celebrate Christmas, to really commemorate that trip and remember it a couple months later. So that's really the only thing that we have shipped. How about you?
I think we did it more in the past. And what I'm talking about for people that they don't know, it's Disney will ship your products home for you. And I won't call it a cost savings, but it can defray the cost of shipping in the fact that Disney does not charge sales tax if you ship the products home.
Right.
So if you find, you know, kind of like we were talking about the general merchandise that will all show up at World of Disney anyway, if you wait till that Disney Springs day of your trip and you go down and do all your shopping or the majority of your shopping at once, you know, you might rack up a couple $100 in sales. If you turn around and have that stuff shipped home, it'll be waiting for you when you get home or come a few days later, and you'll avoid paying the sales tax. So it's almost like helping pay for the cost of shipping, and then you don't have to worry about getting that extra piece of luggage to bring all your Disney souvenirs home.
Right, and we actually have done that. You know, you talked earlier about, you know, fitting the budget with regard to keepsakes. We typically do not only have a budget monetarily, but we have a budget in our luggage. When we come down, we keep space. You know, we know for a fact we're going to buy at least three towels and likely one of these stupid blankets. So we keep space in a bag somewhere. You know, so typically it's my bag. My wife and my daughter will share a bag. That might change our next trip because my daughter is way too rapidly approaching the teenage years. So, you know, it's one of those things where we have a space budget allocated. We have gone down, and I do use this luggage where it was an actual rolling piece of luggage that you got for free. This was before the bag check phenomenon, where you had to pay for baggage fees, so it didn't mind as much, but it's something to consider. If you do have a limited budget for flying, if you fly, or if you're driving a long distance and you have a limited amount of space in your vehicle, to really think about taking care of that, and you never know, you might need that really giant Winnie the Pooh plush.
It's hard to get by without one.
We have several.
Well, you stole the thunder on what really is my next go-to souvenir, and that is the Christmas decorations.
Ah, nice.
This goes back certainly before my son was born. We bought into that. I don't know how to describe it, but it's not the typical red green. It's a very deep red,
and cranberry.
It's more of an off, like a cranberry color. Yeah, it's more of an off white. Mickey and Minnie dressed in their sort of royal costumes. Our tree skirt is in that same vein. Our stockings are in that vein. We have a Christmas countdown that we leave out year round now. That's in that decor as well. And then we went down. Oh God, it was February of 2010. So my son was 3 months prior to his birth, and we got his.
He was minus 3 months.
He was minus 3 months. If you will, it was a baby moon.
Mm-hmm. We similarly had the same trip when I turned 30.
And we bought my son's stocking to match the same style what we had already had. And it killed my mother-in-law because they were on that trip. And we would not share with them what we bought. We bought a bunch of baby clothes. We bought the Christmas. So we had it embroidered with his name on
it. Yes.
Three months before he was born.
Yes, but you weren't telling anybody else.
We weren't telling anyone the name at that point, right. So we couldn't share with them what the stuff
you
was.
You craftily
so
hold it up the other way. No, let me see exactly. The front. Nope.
Yeah, we had bought all this baby merch, and we put the stocking in the middle. I took a picture of it all, but we put something else over the top of the stocking, so the name was hidden.
That's awesome.
But yeah, it was it's something that we've continued on now. We buy ornaments each year, particularly if they fit that same style. And I'll get some pictures out there to do a much better job of my verbal description of what they look like. So that's kind of one of our other go-tos is building out the holiday decorations. And, anytime you can get a little extra Mickey decoration in your house, it's always a good thing.
Yeah, that is the good stuff.
This has been the good stuff. Thank you for listening to Butter and Bacon. For personalized trip planning services and expertise, please contact Becca via email at becca@adventuresoutdoortravel.com, on Twitter at AIOTTravel, or visit our website, adventuresoutdoortravel.com, where you can get more information, read our blog, subscribe to our newsletter, and request a quote. Let them know Butter and Bacon sent you. You can follow Butter and Bacon on Twitter at Butter and Bacon, on Instagram as Butter and Bacon Podcast, and please contact us via email at butterandbaconpodcast@gmail.com. To get the good stuff delivered hot and fresh, please subscribe to Butter and Bacon in your podcast app of choice.
Nope, that one said call failed.
Yep.
Fail.
That is why you fail.
Why you know? There he is. What up, Milk?
Oh my Sweet God! Hold on one second.
Long. Can you get in the chopper?
Who are you? Me? I'm the guy who does his job. You must be the other guy. And particularly the towels off of Disney Cruise Line. As we hear you open up a beer.
Sorry. No, it was a container.
All right. But particularly if we're on the...
I know, sorry. I'm trying to...
Wow, double fisting, huh? A little early for that, Mike. Listen,
no, it's really day. Not. Trust me. It'd be the perfect freaking time.
Well, I think we can sum it up in a song. Cranberry and ivory.
Wow, work on that one. $3, right?
No.
Maybe cranberry
Live together
and
in perfect on Dean's tree.
Ooh, see, it's already developing.
Yes. So that becomes my fifth song.
Nice. And if what you like to get is a clown, please DM it to @NickWayMania.
Yes! Direct message him the clown.
Or better yet, just tweet it out with him and the podcast copied in.
And Drunk at Disney. He's a fan of clowns, too.
Oh, is he?
Oh, yes. And just for your listening pleasure, we now leave you with some background music.